Let's start the funky show, huh?
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, the Soul Man. Chilling with my people, DJ Ness, Dirty Waters.
Harlem Shakedown, E-flat. Keep the center splashy, and Jerry, let's take the bass line for a walk.
Thank you. followed him, then I followed the drummer that he had, and then I followed the drummer making a solo album, and then he'll wind up doing another album collaboration with somebody else. It's definitely a passion right here. I could do this all day, every day, if I'm in the right spot, they got the right records. So there's nothing hotter than finding just a really hot loop.
I look at a lot of old tapes from like the 40s and 30s, and I look at all these jazz beat players, and I like to just sit there and just study them. Because the crazy music that they're doing, I would want to do that on the turntable. So I'll stay there for hours and just study these videotapes, and I'll try to do what they're doing on their instrument on my turntable. We'll be right back.
so I'm like giving it my own shit now. All right.
Talk about that. Thank you. Like some real, you know, hydroponic scientific stuff that'll run you $500.
Hydroponic?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a sound system, my friend. You know what I mean?
Thank you. you know, it's like a language. You have a whole collection of musical ideas and thoughts that you've accumulated through your musical history, plus all the musical history of the whole world. And it's all in your subconscious, and you draw upon it when you play it.
Thank you. boundaries, we have these commonalities, but then there's also the individual expression. And that's what jazz is really all about. I mean, it's improvisation, and it's a personal expression, personal musical statements that are